Great to have you aboard as we continue with day four of our Backpack to School Challenge. We've got a goal of $1,000 we're trying to raise by 7 o'clock this morning, somewhat inspired by the fact that yesterday, with 70 minutes to go, at 5:50 after this first five segment, which we're now calling this the first five, that I know I've got an information segment out of the hour, but it's the first five beyond the information. But anyhow, yesterday, early on, some folks, it started with Randy, his $50, another $50, Randy and Stanley, another $50 from Linda in Chippewa Falls, we ordered $100, Sue and Bloomer made it $200, Nicole in Menominee made it $250, Marcy chipping in also yesterday from Bloomer made it up to $350, Allison made it $400, and yes, Captain Kirk, and I'm not sure where he's from, all right, but he's from wherever you want him to be. And he came through at 3:50 right at 7 o'clock on the nose, put it at 7:50. So, based on that success, a runner tries to get their PR, their personal record. So, we're trying to run the race to win, right? As scripture tells us. So, I said, we had 90 minutes to go. I said, we're starting this at 5:31. Let's do $900, 90 minutes. Now, that way, if you get it to 900, might as well get to 1,000. Here's the problem. We got an hour and 13 minutes, and we got a big fat goose egg right now. So again, WIV.com, banner on top of the page, kids in need, trying to help, three different locations. This is year five we've done this, and the first couple of years it was Eau Claire and the We Care Eau Claire, and love that. And then also it was secondarily, it was in Chippewa Falls through Valley Vineyard. And third, it has become now for year three, Kids in Liberia. Check your listing of the poorest nations in the world. Liberia is always in the top 10 and sadly even often in the top five of just poor, poor nation. All right. And so God's called us there for a long time. We waited 11 years to adopt our son, Michael. That's a story in itself. Wait for the book and the movie. And obviously, we've been doing Teamwork Africa for 14 plus years. Peggy was in Memphis, recorded a podcast yesterday, the Army of Normal Folks podcast, and it'll come out soon. We'll tell you when it is. Then she went to the National Civil Rights Museum. We're hoping to talk to her around 7:45 this morning here on WWIB. In fact, through the power of modern technology, we can hear her right now. Peggy, what are your thoughts about this whole backpack to school challenge?
I think about those of us who have been parents or are parents now, and we get our school supply list from our local schools and then go and do all the shopping. And sometimes we take our kids with us and let them pick out the color notebooks that they want. And sometimes we're like, nope, I'll just do that on my own. But I really appreciate the parents and the grandparents who say, I have two kids, so I'm going to sponsor two kids for this backpack challenge. Or the grandparents who say, I've got five kids, and so I want to be able to help five kids get their school supplies this year. And just, I think the connection is thinking about how much you love your kids and thinking about translating that into caring about somebody else's kids, too.
Yeah, she was starting to get emotional there. And I think we go a little further into the interview. We recorded it at Acoustic Cafe, I don't know, last Thursday morning. And, yeah, and so it's the Peggy Challenge, okay? The Peggy Challenge, the Peggy Parent Challenge is how many kids are you sending to school, getting the, and I know it's costly already, but thinking about those in the other side of the world that are less fortunate and in need, and we're trying to do what we can. And again, hey, you're $50 in Liberia, it stretches, right? It not only gets a backpack and school supplies, but shoes for these kids. And if they're not wearing, the way they're kind of strict here in these Liberians, if you're not wearing the black shoes, that you can't even come. So anyhow, it's been a cool thing. It's a lot of work to make it a match with the right sizes and all that. So that's the Peggy Parent Challenge, is how many kids do you got and what do you say? And then we've also got the Michelle Johnson Grandparent Challenge, which came down yesterday, I think before 8 o'clock, which is she's going to be a grandma on her oldest son and his wife expecting on Christmas Day, December 25th. So excited. In fact, she was even telling me about the gender reveal party when it's planned. And so her challenge is, would you consider supporting as many kids as you have grandkids? So if you've got like 18 grandkids, that's going to be hard to do. But something along those lines. Thinking of giving to the Backpack to School Challenge, benefiting kids in the Eau Claire School District. Their goal is 1,800 this year. Chippewa Falls School District, Mike and Trish Houle and their team, amazing. Love those guys. And Chippewa and beyond, as we've heard Mike say, is... and then finally, the kids in Liberia, West Africa, which Peggy's going to be there for 3 weeks in September. So would you help? WIB.com, the banner on top of the page. Our goal, $1,000 by 7 o'clock this morning. And we have, at this point, let me refresh and see. We've got nothing. All right, so that's what the Brewers' opponents have typically been getting, nothing. But we want something for the kids and their parents. Let's help relieve the stress. WIB.com, do what you can. Give it away, Michael W. Smith. Inspire us on WIB.
She asked him for forever and a promise that would last. He said, baby, no, I love you, but I can't commit to that. She said, love isn't enough till you give it away. A father lived in silence, saw his son. There was a distance fell between them, 'cause he could not understand that love isn't love till you give it away. You gotta give it away.
We've got a big fat zero right now. So here's the deal. Just kind of the background real quick. Yesterday we had 70 minutes. It was 5:50. Got done talking about the backpack to school challenge. They said, all right, 70 minutes before 7 o'clock. How about $700? We raised $750. Based on that, I had 90 minutes to work with this morning before my partner Caleb gets here at 7. And so I said, hey, 90 minutes, $900. Why stop at 900? Let's go to 1,000. But lo and behold, we have heard from Linda again. Linda in Chippewa Falls stepping up, Linda Churchwell, for $50 more. And she says this, she says, all the kids, who's it for? All the kids, especially those in Liberia who have dreams and aspirations of learning so they too can become teachers, nurses, doctors, and just have the hope that is Jeremiah 29:11. And she quotes the verse, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh, Linda. We're going to read that to Peggy, and we're going to talk with her on the phone after 7:45, and you're going to get her all teary-eyed. So thank you so much. I know Linda's been not only an avid WIB listener, but a great Teamwork Africa supporter. All right, we got $950 to go. We're not saying no. There's a phrase I've learned from Caleb. It's called greedy for good. We're trying to be greedy for good here. So that's not greedy for me. It's greedy for good. Greedy for this backpack to school challenge. And so, Linda, you're giving me some goosebumps here this morning. So you've taken the goose egg away and given me goosebumps. All right, we have a goal of $1,000 for a backpack to school challenge by 7 o'clock this morning. Linda has taken us off the snide, but it's only Linda. Linda is lonely right now with $50 given, and we need some help for Linda. Come on, people. Let's get around, Linda. Gather around. She's going to shiver out in the cold. WIB.com, banner on top of the page. Help the kids in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Liberia, West Africa. WIB.com, please. I've been focusing, obviously, on the backpack to school challenge here this morning on WWIB. And why not a goal, a worthy goal of $1,000 between 5:30 and 7. And thanks to Linda in Chippewa Falls, we haven't been completely skunked. $50, but it's kind of a slow start. You know, I love that classic story of the tortoise and the hare. Well, this is, we're taking it very serious this morning, because if we got to get to the mark of 1,000 in 25 minutes and we're at 50, the tortoise maybe needs to start to move a little bit. And thank you to Julie in Rice Lake stepping in. Guys, the lady's doing it to us again. And Julie says, again, she's giving a gift of $50. Providing one child with their backpack and school supplies. If it's here or in Liberia, it would be two kids. She says, in honor of her dad, who was the most giving person and loved kids. Ah, that is, there we go. Could we call that the Julie challenge? I mean, in terms of, we had the Peggy challenge, parents, how many kids are sending, and maybe that many think of giving towards the grandparent challenge from Michelle, and this one being inspired by your dad or a person that in your life is the most giving person who loved kids. Boy, wish I could have met him, Julie. Thank you so much. All right, we're at 100. Thanks to our friends, Linda and Julie. Guys, are you out there? Captain Kirk, I know you gave yesterday 350, so... But hey, 900 is what we need. All right, we've had two $50 givers. Can we get 18 more in the next 24 minutes? All right. Do you believe in miracles? Well, Caleb, we had a goal of $1,000 by 7 o'clock. Started earlier, and I was inspired by yesterday, and we were inching along. We were at nothing for a long time. And then 50, 100, 200. The ladies carrying us through, and then actually continuing on with a generous gift from Julie. We left people going into the news that we were at the $700 mark, thanks to Nelson and Karen. Did we get there?
We did, and beyond. We got a pledge on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, and this listener prefers to be anonymous, but said, I'm going to drop off a check for $800 to meet your challenge.
Wow.
It's just amazing. Wow.
It
incredible.
Is. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much to that anonymous listener, and praise the Lord for the way he's moving in your hearts to give and give. I liked your saying from years gone by, I want to be greedy for good, so that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, and again, our goal to get at least $15,000 raised from our sponsors and you by Friday, but we would love to go so much beyond that. Rather than have a goal of a certain dollar amount, we just said, Just people responding, you know, a gift of $5, a gift of $500, anything the Lord move you to give. Could we have 10 people respond by 8 a.m.? We've had two people, and thank you so much to Agnes from Menominee, Bob and Brenda from Rice Lake, but still hoping that somehow we could see 10 people respond at wwib.com/backpacks. It's right at the very top of the page. It might take 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes of your time to give a gift of any amount to support children locally and internationally through our Backpack to School Challenge.
And again, it's presented by One Nation Exteriors. Our goal to provide backpacks and school supplies to the Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls. We Care Eau Claire backpack giveaways coming up 13 days from today at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire from 4 to 7. We heard Julie Smith yesterday say that goal, 1,800 kids this year, and then, of course, Liberia, West Africa.
Yeah, I mean, and so 1,800 kids for We Care Eau Claire, and then 1,000-plus children at least for Valley Vineyard and then Teamwork Africa. So we're truly talking thousands of children and the chance to impact so many lives through your generosity. We're so grateful for the sponsors who started us off with that original $7,200 matching challenge. So not only One Nation Exteriors, but also Oak Leaf Clinics, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Asher Lasting Exteriors helping us create that matching challenge fund that we're, Lord willing, going to see doubled and I hope tripled.
Yeah, so thanks so much to some of the givers this morning who have included, I'm going to tell you one of them here in a moment, Linda, but let's bring Peggy Halverson on from Memphis, Tennessee, where she recorded the Army for Normal Folks podcast yesterday. Peggy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in Memphis today?
Well, I don't know. I haven't checked
right.
things out, but it was a pretty good day yesterday.
And you had a good night's sleep, it sounds like, last night, not being awakened by those puppies and such. So anyhow, this was Linda in Chippewa Falls. Linda Churchwell has been a WWIB and TA supporter, and she gave her gift this morning. Second straight day that Linda's given. And she said, given it in honor of all the kids, especially those in Liberia who have dreams and aspirations of learning so they too can become teachers, nurses, doctors, and just have the hope that is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. How does that strike you this morning?
That's beautiful, and it's amazing. I was really struck again yesterday, a couple of things. And one, the Army of Normal Folks is an amazing idea because the podcast is just to inspire us, normal folks, that we all have a chance to do something extraordinary. We were created to do something amazing. And it just is, you know, to inspire people to do that. And this is a great opportunity for, you know, 90 seconds or 2 minutes to do something that's really going to make a difference in the life of a kid for a whole school year. Like to inspire them to get a great start for their year, their school year, for their education. And I also, secondly, I had a chance yesterday afternoon to go to the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. And it was really sobering and very inspiring, too. But one of the sections about school segregation, one of the things that they talked about there was how that for any person to have a chance to achieve their dreams, they have to have a chance at a quality education. And it just made me think about our schools in Liberia and how for any of our kids to get a chance, they have to be able to have a solid education.
Uh-huh. Talking with Peggy Halverson from Teamwork Africa here in the WIB Wake Up Show. The Backpack to School Challenge goes just until Friday, and we're asking people to respond at wwib.com/backpacks. And as Linda was mentioning, and as you guys were talking about, the chance for a child to be impacted for the school year. But truly, with what you're saying, Peggy, for a child in Liberia specifically to be even allowed to go to school, to need, again, the right shoes, to have the supplies, the uniform, things like that, this could be so much more than just a single school year. I mean, it truly, I don't think is any exaggeration to say this could be life-changing for a child to be able to have that educational path start, because if they're denied that, if they don't have the right equipment, so to speak, it could set their life on a completely different path.
Absolutely. We have a boy, last year, his uncle brought him from the village to come and stay with him because he didn't have food to eat. So at least he was staying with his uncle and he had a place to sleep and he had food to eat every day, but there's no way his uncle could send him to school. And so we had one of our friends was staying next door to them and said, hey, UJ should go to school. And so he actually sponsored UJ to go to school last year. And it was the first time UJ had ever been to school. And UJ is 11 years old.
Mm.
And that story... That story is told time and time and time again in Liberia, where you can have people disproportionately old to the particular grade. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it happens.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, so, I mean, UJ needs not only that school scholarship, but he also needs his backpack, he needs his notebooks, his pens, he needs the school shoes, and he needs all of that stuff just for a chance for him to learn how to read.
Mm-hmm. And I think what I keep coming back to, guys, Proverbs 3:27 says this: do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is within your power to act. And going back to that Army of Normal Folks podcast that Peggy was just on, while you're out there in Memphis, Peggy, something, you know, these backpack and school supply distributions locally and internationally, it's not something where, you know, everybody has these huge corporate sponsors that just come sweeping in and throwing tens of thousands of dollars out. This is that Army of Normal Folks. It's yes. the deeds of kindness and love of everyday folk who can kind of push back that darkness and who can say, hey, we want to make a difference in someone's life. That's the purpose of the Starfish Kids. Why you call it? I made a difference for that one. And you might say, I can't even do the full $50. I've got $25. You're making a difference regardless. You're making a difference when you give, when you say, I'm not going to wait around for someone else to do it. I'm going to be one of those ordinary folk that says, I'll make a difference in my little corner of the world with what I have to give, and I'm going to give it generously, wholeheartedly, cheerfully, and with joy, because I know God can multiply the loaves and fishes, and he can multiply what I have to give.
Yeah, that's just it. That's exactly it, Caleb.
Well, I'm privileged to work with both of you. And Caleb, I know I speak on behalf of Peggy. We're so grateful to you and WIB for inviting Teamwork Africa into the Backpack to School Challenge. Kind of nice, at least on this side, and I think yours, no mention of the areas of smoke today.
Right. Our WIB Wake Up Show weather update sponsored by Cambridge Senior Living, a 2025 Best in the Chippewa Valley Award recipient. If you're considering options for independent living to end-of-life care, look into Cambridge Senior Living. They're in Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and Hudson. Check them out on Facebook, then schedule a tour by calling 715-577-8418. We mentioned the gorgeous forecast. Beautiful, beautiful night for National Night Out events all across the WIB listing area. We're focusing on Chippewa, and the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds investigator Ryan Bowie is here along with Leslie Small from CFPD. Welcome, guys, and today's the day. Months and months of planning culminating in this event tonight.
Yes, we're very excited. This is an event every year we look forward to.
Hard to believe you have time to even come and join us this morning. So, I mean, we went through the list. Now, here's the deal, is that we mentioned all the things going on. Plus, you told us last week, you talked about the tug of war, and Caleb says you have something else to break here this morning.
We do. We have Lifelink, who is going to land tonight at 6:30.
Ah.
So everybody gets to see up and close a helicopter. So
I'm really excited for that. I'm super excited. and we were talking off the air, again, a helicopter, especially of this size, too, that's not something the general populace necessarily gets to see up close all the time. And again, this event for kids, kids at heart, everybody, the family's invited. There's so many things to do, and the helicopter is just kind of the cherry on top.
Yes. Like I said, we always like to add something new every year, every event. This is 10 plus years we've been running this event, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. So we're definitely looking forward to it.
That's putting pressure on yourself to add something new every year.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we stay busy. So, but we never have a problem with getting interest within our police department. Everyone in our police department, it's just a great event. We have no trouble with any type of volunteering or helping out.
Ryan and Leslie from the Chippewa Falls Police Department joining us National Night Out, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. And as always, you see sometimes on social media, someone will be tagging someone else in the event, and then someone will say, what is this? And, you know, there's always people that through no fault of their own, they just don't know what's going on. They hadn't heard of this. So let's recap in case there's folks listening right now. What is National Night Out? What do you have going on specifically here in Chippewa Falls tonight?
Yeah, so National Night Out that's what it is. It's a national event through first responders or law enforcement. We work at the first Tuesday night of August every year, where law enforcement agencies around the U.S. get out in their communities and provide just a fun evening with families and children just to see officers or just first responders in general, fire, EMS. It's just because in law enforcement, we have those days, and more often than not, we're seeing people at their worst day. So tonight is a night that we're just there to have fun.
Yeah.
How would you assess the relationship is between the law enforcement and such, Leslie, and then how this particular event adds to that relationship with the public?
We live in a really great community who supports us wholeheartedly. We've seen it time and time again. Tonight is a night where we get to really just get to see the kids and the smiles that we can bring to their faces. And, you know, they get to see, you know, maybe they want to be a police officer later in life or a firefighter or just to see how we are there to help them. It really just lights them right up.
And again, you're expecting over 2,000 people to attend tonight. Everybody's invited. There's free root beer, free hot dogs, free ice cream, and all sorts of local businesses have come out with games, displays, giveaways, and you have all the different vehicles and such, too. Usually the fire department comes out, too, with something fun. We'll get the kids on the hoses. I mean, they're just... 3 hours will go by so, so fast. And if families are looking to have something to bring the kids out for something really positive, fun, get some wiggles out, there isn't a better thing going on than National Night Out tonight.
Yes, exactly. We invite everyone out. Bring your family, bring the kids. You said it yourself, Caleb. We can't do this event without the partnerships we have in this community.
Yeah.
You guys at WWIB have been wonderful to work with. This is, I think, our fifth or sixth year in a row. And we're so grateful for that. And there's a lot of other area organizations and partnerships that make this event what it is. We couldn't do it on our own. I mean, we have a lot of legwork in it, but we could not do it alone. And to offer it free for everyone is just huge.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about 2,000 people coming and say, hey, it's free. Just come, just enjoy it. What a great opportunity. Ryan and Leslie, great to see you guys. I know you have a ton of things to do today, so we'll let you go. But we'll see you tonight. Looking forward to broadcasting live before the event. And then, again, that 3 hours will go by in an eye blink from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, and we can't wait.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Ryan and Leslie, for joining us in studio. And so, yeah, look forward to that 5 to 8 at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Caleb leading in with the broadcast here during the drive on web. Experience better banking at Royal Credit Union to keep your finances on track. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Make the switch to Royal Credit Union. Open your account at rcu.org or visit any office insured by NCUA. Music on the way from Matthew West off of our August gift offer from WIB Incorporated during this August catch and match. But real quick, Caleb, we're trying to hear from six more people in our Backpack to School Challenge by 9 o'clock. Any word?
We still need six. Come on, y'all. Right. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Any gift, any amount, but would you help us serve children locally and internationally? WWIB.com. If you can get there, you'll see the Backpack to School Challenge.